For 3 weeks next month, the government of Atlantic City is planning to shut down. City Hall will no longer be able to pay its bills or its workers. As WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports, it comes as New Jersey lawmakers continue squabbling over how to help the distressed resort town.
Atlantic City Mayor Don Guardian asked the state for a loan to squeak by until the city gets tax payments in early May, but that wasn't going to fly. Governor Chris Christie, who supports a state takeover of Atlantic City, used news of the impending shutdown to highlight why he thinks the city needs help from Trenton.
I am not going to permit the people of this state to be held responsible and have their pocketbooks picked again by Atlantic City.
The takeover bill has support in the state Senate, but the assembly is a different story. Assembly Speaker Vincent Prieto says he opposes the current version of the bill, which contains a provision that would let the state cancel collective bargaining agreements.
They would be exempt from unfair labor practices. You know, a statement like that is unconscionable to me.
But Christie says he will only sign the takeover bill in its current form, so that fight is expected to continue. Atlantic City's government shutdown will start Friday, April 8th, and is expected to end by May 2nd. Non-essential employees will be sent home, but police, firefighters, and sanitation workers will stay on the job. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.